Hola.
Hola.
Es el viernes, son las 6.
Bienvenidos a Cállate, idiota.
Yo soy Frangry.
Y yo soy Michelle.
¿Michelle?
¿Cómo estás, amiga?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Bien, gracias.
¿Qué comiste hoy?
Hoy, nada.
Nada.
No, pero estoy tomando cerveza.
No comiste nada.
Casi nada.
Desayuno.
No.
Almuerzo.
No.
¿Qué vas a comer para la cena?
Cerveza, más cerveza.
Ay, ay,
¿Y tú?
ay. Ay, ay, ay. Voy a la casa de mi amiga. Mi amiga Shruti.
No.
Tenemos un tópico. Que es.
Historias.
No. Cuentos de
Cuentos de los
dientes.
dientes.
Llámanos 201-209-9368.
Estás escuchando a Cállate Idiotas en WFMU 91.1. ¡91.1! You have to say it like a real DJ. WFMU 91.1.
Yeah, you gotta like really feel it from your
yeah, it's like
gut.
Hi.
What's up?
That went well. We had like a real conversation.
Hey everyone, it's 6:17 p.m. time for Shut Up Weirdo. This is the English version of the show. I'm in the
Bilingual.
wrong chair and it's throwing me
Move
off.
it, move it.
It's too much work.
I like to move it, move. Did you like that song?
No.
Why? You can
I don't
dance real
know.
good to that song.
She likes to. Are you drunk?
No.
A little bit. You haven't eaten and you had a cerveza.
I had a power bar, but I didn't know how to say power bar in Spanish.
Oh, how do you say power? How do you say power?
Fuerza.
No, that's like strength.
Poder.
Poder.
But that doesn't make sense. Power bar. Una barra. No, it wouldn't be barra, right? De poder.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Anyway, we have a topic tonight, and it's dental stories. Call us at 201-209-9368. You can also join our comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
Summer is fading fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over. I'm going to the beach tomorrow.
One last hurrah.
Taking a hoodie and a hat. Robin says bonjour.
That's funny. 201-209-9368. Our topic tonight, dental stories.
Barra de poder.
That sounds so crazy, doesn't it? I wasn't gonna tell you I ate that.
We're not gonna get any calls tonight because it's so nice out.
It's a little chilly, isn't it?
Like in an awesome way.
I'm a fan of the fall.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is dental stories. You gotta pick up the phone and call us to share.
Maybe the phone's broken.
Hopefully. No, wait, that would be bad.
Yeah, no. Not
then
hopefully.
Then we'd actually have to talk. We could play Latin music for an hour.
That's true.
There's a CD out there that I like called Sextos Cubanos. Or something like that.
There you go.
Sextemos Cubanos? Something like that.
There's really no call?
It's working. We could just dial numbers.
201-209-9368. What happens if you...
I have a genius idea
what?
For a show.
What?
It just came to me.
Can you... You can't tell me.
I would spend the week collecting numbers on Tinder, and then we would call them on
oh,
Friday.
Oh, that sounds fun. And you would schedule a date?
Be like, I'm going to call you on Friday between 6 and 7.
That sounds fun.
But just not tell them I'd be calling from a radio
But you
program.
Have to tell them they're on the air or it's illegal.
Yeah, but then they'll
you
be
could
confused.
Say it real quick, like,
Hi, hey, it's earlier.
Hey, it's Brandy. Nice to see you.
So I just wanted to talk before we met.
And then they'll be like, okay. And that's kind of like getting someone's permission. What happens if you call the station number? Can you answer the phone on yourself?
Wait, what?
Like if you dial out and dial 201-209-9368, what happens?
I don't know, but we have a full board.
Huh. Unsolved mystery. Why aren't you?
I was trying to remember the Law and Order music, and like, because I was gonna redo it. Like, it, like, never mind.
What?
I can't remember it.
What happened? Dun, dun, dun. Hello?
Hi, Hello. You're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. I have a story.
All right.
Okay.
Set the tone well.
Yeah, come on, just Ted.
I'm sorry?
This better be good.
Well, I'll try. All right, the first time I went to the dentist when I was a little kid, you know, typically little kids are scared, but I didn't know what to expect, but I went to the dentist with my father, and we go into the little waiting room. It's the dentist worked out of his garage. It was kind of weird. But,
bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my father goes to me and he says, when you go in there, you can't cry. And I go, I just looked at him, you know, and I was like, says, the dentist, he doesn't like to work on children, all right? Because his son is Mongolic. And if you cry, you're going to make him feel bad. And so I just, like, looked at him like I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But when I went in there, I just, like, you know, just said, okay, I'm not going to cry. And I just braced for the whole thing. And that was it. And after that, I was never afraid of going to the dentist.
So basically your dad took you to a quote-unquote dentist who was like one of his friends who he paid $50 to, and his friend was like, yeah, I'll clean your kid's teeth, but if he, like, he's not allowed to cry.
No, so he was a real dentist.
Uh-huh.
He had his office was in his house out of his garage.
Mm-hmm. Sounds suspect.
He had, like, a waiting room and everything.
Sounds suspect. I have a waiting room at my house. It's called the living room.
His son was really...
I put the Tinder dates.
His son was really challenged. I don't know how to say it. But, I mean, he wasn't like my father described it. He was in a wheelchair and you know, he had, I think, muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right.
I knew that it's
all right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, so I have a dental story for you.
All right.
I like it gentle.
So I went right before I was slotted to lose my health insurance to get everything checked up. And I actually got up to, I believe, 25 without needing a filling. And they decided I needed two fillings. So when I was getting one of them, one of the dentists barely gave me any Novocaine. And I kind of told him a couple times that he kind of seemed annoyed by it and ended up not filing my tooth down, or the filling, down enough. And I had to go back to have it filed more, and the nurses were like, oh, yeah, did you have... They basically described the dentist. I don't remember what he looked like now. And I said, yeah, and they're like, yeah, we're trying to get him fired. There's been a lot of stories like that, and, like, I was there. I remember that. I'm really sorry you had to go through that. that's my story.
It was everything I thought I would.
Yeah,
I thought it would be
everything
anymore.
We thought it would be.
I know. I'm stuck on the Jersey Turnpike. I've tried to get to the city. To see a metal show.
Where?
I'm kind of a little bit cracked out right now. So
that's cool. Where's your show?
It's over at St. Vitus.
Oh, that place is fun.
You should come out.
Maybe I will.
She's cool. Not going. Have a good one.
I like metal. I like St. Vitus. Told you.
Then why'd you say yes to it?
Because it's easier than having a conversation.
No, it's not. Because look at us now. Look at us now.
Look at her go.
201-209-9368.
It might be fine. There might be some real winners.
Tonight's topic is dental stories.
FBI.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies?
What's up?
This topic is definitely going to bring out the storytellers, I can tell.
Apparently not the good storytellers.
Just the long storytellers.
Yeah.
Like, where are the good stories?
I'm so ticked off. I didn't get through, like, 2 weeks ago. For years, I've been looking for a reason to put Frangry over my knee, and I couldn't get through that day.
Excuse me?
The spanking.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Why
do you want to spank me?
Yeah.
I'm well behaved.
Today.
You're naughty.
Ew!
So gross. Some people say
Don't
that.
Don't ever say that again.
You're naughty.
Stop it!
Naughty girl.
Ew! Stop!
Naughty,
no!
Naughty girl. You're such a naughty little girl.
I'm leaving.
Don't go.
See, now you're bringing it back to a good show.
Oh, gross.
Maybe combine the two.
Do you have any dental stories? Wait, someone just said we should change it to denial stories.
That's probably
That's
better.
Not bad.
That's hard. That's hard.
I don't really go to the dentist.
That's not good.
The last time I went to the dentist, he said, I have amazing teeth. Never had a cavity. He's like, yeah, you're good. And I just never went back 5 years
that's
ago.
That's smart.
But I actually do have a lot of dental stories, but they're not mine. And they'll probably just be similar to the ones that these other people are telling. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Rich told us a good one upstairs, but I don't want to repeat it in case he calls.
He's never called.
Well, maybe he will.
Maybe.
All right, have a good one. So far, Rich is the winner.
One. Rich can't be the winner.
Yes, he can. He's told me the best dental story.
But no one else has heard it.
Not my problem. Hi, you're on the radio. I kind of just want to leave this on until 7.
This is kind
of
nice. Sounds like FMU.
Hey, why did it stop?
Freeform.
Can you hear us?
Hey, lady. Hey, lady.
Oye.
Hey, lady, can
Oye,
you hear
estás
us?
¿Estás ahí? ¿Me puedes oír?
Amiguita.
¿Estás ahí?
¿Dónde estás?
Sí, yes, tell us, please. Just listen. Tell us your dental story, young lady. This is amazing. Oh, I want to take a nap. I feel like we should light a candle.
Burn some incense.
Yeah, this is
Get
nice.
Get out the Palo Santo.
I have no idea what she's saying. I don't even care.
Sounds like John Allen's show.
For Bryce's. Oh, no. She hung up on us. Yo, you're on the radio.
Yo.
What's up?
I like the topic.
You do?
Apparently, yeah. It sucks, so I don't know why you like it.
Because it makes it more, I don't know, it's in line with
It's funny when
style,
we have a bad show.
But I have a lot of, I have really messed up teeth, so I have so many stories, and I'm just going to pick one. Recent.
The best one.
Yeah. Best one, I'm just going to go more recent.
Best one.
Because it's all hazy when you get, you know, put down. But, I had 3 wisdom teeth removed in the beginning of August, and you know how you have to have someone accompany you. It was my girlfriend that was helping me out of the office, and so I, you know, I remember I was really, I mean, I was conscious enough to know that whatever I said, everyone would think that, oh, this is just, he's, you know, out of it and out of his mind, and he doesn't know what he's saying. And Chelsea was trying to comfort me as I was, like, walking. And the other nurse was holding me up, too. And she was, I guess I just started saying, well, I said something along the lines of, when we get home, can I have, I'm trying to find words to say this without being inappropriate on the air. I said some really inappropriate things about backdoor.
Got it.
Like, you know, just please take care of me when we get home. And the and this nurse is holding me as I'm, you know, saying some really filthy things.
That's funny.
I was using it to my advantage. And I always ask for my teeth when I get them removed. So I have a whole bunch of, like, broken teeth.
Okay, that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get what you were asking for?
Yeah, did you get what you came for?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately. But I felt like I thought I was Heath Ledger because my jaw was so wide and swollen.
Oh, weird. Okay, yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Just Ted wants to know if I had sex because the shows have been great since I reclaimed my virginity.
Huh. Have you had sex?
Nope.
Damn.
I told you I was going to go 3 months.
Proud of you.
I turned the dating apps back on, but I'm like not, I don't want to now.
Well, maybe like someone will pop up that makes sense for you to go out with, but you just shouldn't go out to go out.
Yeah, like I'm so not into it. Like I'm just swiping the swipe.
Eh. Maybe someone nice will pop up. Who knows?
You're right.
You never know.
You know who I date? This show, that's who I date.
It's breaking up with you.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
It can't. I'm in charge. I wear the pants in the relationship.
Do you?
Yeah. We own this show.
Hmm. What?
Even the comments board sucks. There's some idiot saying he's my dad in Spanish. Like, this is so stupid.
This beer is making
me... I want to give up on this show.
What?
Can we, like... start over with a new topic?
Sure.
What's your favorite way to prepare potatoes?
The topic is what, small talk?
No, it's what's your favorite way to prepare potatoes?
What if you don't care for potatoes?
Then you don't call in, but most people like potatoes in one
form. Everyone's gonna say mashed or french fried.
Well, I guess that's what we're gonna find out. What about hash brown?
Does a tater tot count?
Yeah, those are all different ways of preparing them, of preparationing them.
Mine's a tater tot.
I think mine is a curly fry.
Ooh, good one.
Thanks.
That is a good one.
But it's also good when they make like the hash brown
I don't like that
situation. No? It's like, but when it's like really crispy, Girl, and you can't forget a potato chip.
I can.
Delicious!
Eh.
Baked is Dale's answer.
How enthralling.
Better than effing dental story.
We could give
Hi,
it a
you're
chance.
On the radio. What's your favorite way to prepare a potato?
Hey, what's going on?
Did you hear my question?
Fraggy. Men love to ignore.
Where's my girl Fraggy at?
I'm right here, baby.
Oh, what's going on? I've missed you. I'm sorry I didn't get the call last.
Hey, listen, boo-boo. I have to ask you something. What's your favorite way to prepare a potato?
Any way you like the potato.
Oh, Jesus.
You're too eager to please.
Yeah, you got to play a little bit hard to get.
All right, fine. Then I'm making... crinkle cut french fries, and that's all you're getting.
Yeah, crinkle cut!
In your face.
Oh, I'm gonna marry you,
you
boy.
That's all you're getting now.
I'm gonna eat the hell out of them crinkle cuts.
I guess. That's how I like my fries.
Perfect. Alright, what's your dental story?
My dental story? Alright, fine. I got, you ever play Polish horseshoes?
No, what's that?
Oh, wow, you're missing out.
What is that?
You put two ski poles across from each other, and you put a beer bottle on top. You throw a frisbee at it, you got to hit the beer bottle. So the other team has to catch the bottle or the frisbee or both. Bottle got hit, and the bottle went right into my teeth. knocked my tooth out, and I still caught the bottle and the frisbee, and we won the game.
That sounds fun. Matters, right? Marathon stunt.
You are so hot.
I try. So, you gonna tell me your,
Look at that. He's trying to get to know you better.
I like potatoes in tater tot form or in like really crispy hash form.
I see you, Fraggy.
You see me, baby?
Yeah, well, listen, I gotta go. I'm a little busy.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Now,
oh, all right. Yeah, good. Well done. Well done. Oh, but wait. No, don't go.
I'll call you next week.
No, don't go.
All right, love you, Fraggy.
All right, love you too, Boom.
He sees you.
He sees me. I see you, Fraggy.
I see you, Fraggy. I love that guy.
Me too. I don't know why.
What do you think he looks like?
Probably not good.
That's me.
I mean, let's just be real. Curly fries with vinegar.
Whoa.
Frangry should win a t-shirt for mentioning curly fries. Not a real doctor says scalloped potatoes. Oh, Kalicki with the boil them first, then fry them on high heat in duck fat. What? Potato pancake. Croquettes.
I like those. Those are good.
Baked. Oh, my God. OMG. Baked. Then you scoop out the middle, put in through a sieve. What's a sieve? S-I-E-V-E.
It's like a kind of like a mesh.
And strainer. Then mix it with butter and pepper and mash it. Then you grill the potato skins with olive oil, salt, and aioli. Aioli?
Aioli. Aioli?
Yum. Filet mignon is Carmichael's favorite way to eat a potato. Hi, you're on the air. What's your favorite way to prepare a potato? We changed the topic.
You just changed the topic. I just tuned in a second ago. Weren't you talking about dental stories?
Yeah, but they're boring. So now we're really interested.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I have a
We don't
want to
hear it.
Dental
no, we don't want to hear it anymore. Now
okay,
we have a new question.
Favorite way to prepare it.
A potato, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, you got me stumped here.
There's so many. We'll give you a second to think
about it. I don't know. I like just stealing it from the supermarket and eating it raw.
That's disgusting. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it's a lot.
You can't eat a raw potato.
Yeah, you'll break your teeth. Is that why you're at the dentist?
There you go.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
You too.
Our new topic is what's your favorite way to prepare a potato? 201-209-9368.
Oh, geez.
You don't like it?
I mean,
it's important. We're getting really good ideas.
They all sound very complicated.
Would you rather hear people's dental stories? No. I think not, Michelle.
Where'd you come up with that topic?
I don't know. I said, it's time for a new topic, and that's the one that came into my head.
We had our other plan B.
Oh, do you want to do that?
Nah. 201-209-9368. What's going on over there?
Spider-Man says, Sieve? It's French for, I am not really French. I said I was French. I didn't
good
say
one.
I know French.
Good one. That was a good one. That
Anna wants to know
burn.
Why it's so difficult to get through on the phone. I've been calling for the last 20 minutes. It's because we're popular, Anna. Just going to have some patience. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, the raw potato thief guy is a complete savage.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
A complete savage.
You got to take that guy's backyard and start digging it up now.
All right, what's your favorite way?
My favorite way? Oh, man, there's so many good ways. Real quick, though. One time, a couple years ago, I was seeing this girl. She came back from the gynecologist. And she said the doctor told her she can't have sex for 2 weeks. So I said, well, what'd your dentist say?
Ew!
It's a little good dental story.
Funny.
A little bit. Come on.
I liked it.
What's your name?
This is Johnny.
Oh, again? All right, yeah. You're on the list. Johnny the voice.
Back on the list. Been a while. All right.
Oh, man. I like that joke.
You're an idiot.
I'll see you later.
We're having a meetup.
Oh, yeah, we're having a meetup.
Maybe, probably, chances are, date not yet confirmed, but October 20th. A Thursday in
October,
Brooklyn.
Right? Yeah, that's a Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
The new Saturday. Nah, Brooklyn somewhere.
No, in Brooklyn. We have a party now. It's bigger than a bar. We are having DJs. Dwayne.
Don't give all out the information yet.
Why?
Little by little.
It's too soon. Just
we gotta
leak it.
Let's give them a hint. Two of them are African American, and one of... Where is she from?
Her background is Middle Eastern, but
and
she's from New York.
And one of them is a female Middle Easterner.
And two Hispanics. It's all minorities, right?
And then we got a white boy just to, like, round it out.
Who's that, stage manager Ken?
Yeah.
He is a white boy.
We got a white Jew.
He's a white boy.
These are all the people that are going to be there?
This is who's hosting it. We have DJs, and then Ken is co-hosting.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a party. It'll be so fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
I'll probably take the next day off of work.
It's going to be Thursday night?
Thursday night, maybe the 20th. Okay, have a good one. You're on the list.
Sounds good later.
Hi, you're on the radio.
And his co-host.
Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so I have the dental story and I have a story about a potato.
We'll take both.
Okay, so the potato story, my friend is a nurse and she once saw a patient where... they had a potato where it doesn't belong, and they said that it's because they needed to keep their uterus from falling out.
In the front?
What?
In the front?
Yeah.
Why was her uterus falling out?
Because she's crazy. She was, like, apparently, like, 60 years old.
I mean, I guess you could fit a potato.
Wait, hold on. So she went to the emergency room and was like, something's wrong with my... But really, what was wrong with it was she shoved a potato in her own...
No, well, what happened was it started growing, like the vines.
Uh-huh.
So there was vines, you know...
Growing out of her... Growing out of her private area.
Blech.
Yeah.
Blech.
It was really weird. That was not the weirdest story.
Did she?
I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, the dentist story, when I was getting a tooth... drilled for a root canal, they kept on putting the needle in, and it wouldn't get numb. So she did it like 4 or 5 times, but she never got it to be numb. But I did look like she beat me. Somebody, like, people thought that, like, I was getting beat up at home.
Hey, embarrassing. Don't curse, number one, and number two, and no, it's not funny.
I didn't curse.
Okay.
Oh.
And number two, was she putting it in the wrong place?
The potato story's better.
Oh, the potato. No.
No, not that. The black and blue.
Oh, no, she wasn't putting it in the wrong place. Well, she might have been. I went to a specialist afterwards, and they had no problem with numbering the area.
Maybe she had a potato in her head.
Maybe she did.
For
I stopped going to that dentist.
What's your name, sister?
Liz.
Liz, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt for the potato vagina story.
Not the other one.
Okay, thanks.
Because it's funny, because right when you called, I was thinking about that thing we did when we were kids where we, like, put a potato in something and it grew leaves and stuff, didn't it?
I did that, but with avocado seed, because I'm from
Puerto
Rico.
Well, I did that with a potato to light up a light. You know, you put in a wire, and it produces electricity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, that's potatoes are the best. Potato,
so. I forgot about that. Was cool.
Can we talk about how they're delicious in every form? And look at all the cool stuff you can do with them. You can shove them up your you-know-what, and then you grow roots.
Potatoes are
This is amazing.
Purposes.
This is maybe the best topic I've ever come up with. Potatoes. Perhaps. Who knew?
Perhaps.
Who knew?
Thanks for calling, lady.
All right, listen at the end of the hour.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, what a long wait.
Sorry, we're busy.
Oh, I hear. Okay, my daughter-in-law does this appetizer with a tater tot.
Uh-huh.
And she pushes a piece of jalapeno pepper inside of it after it's thawed. She wraps it in bacon, then she deep fries it.
Wow. What?
It is so good. Nice and crispy.
Nice and crispy.
And that freak with the raw potato?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's pretty good raw potato.
I thought you couldn't eat raw potato because you couldn't digest it properly or something.
Well, yes, you can. I grew up on a farm. And
you eat it like an apple?
I had five children in my family, and it was, yeah, it was good. It was like a treat.
Huh. Potatoes are delicious. All right, sister, have a good one.
You too, ladies.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is potatoes.
I can't believe that's the topic.
It's fantastic. Hi, you're on the radio. Just go with it, Michelle. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. Great. The topic is still best potato recipe, right?
Or just potatoes.
Just potatoes.
Oh, good, good, because I heard her mention something else. Potatoes, by the way, the decline of civilization is that these, now Mr. Potato Head, you go in the store and you buy, they give you a plastic potato with holes in it. Because I guess the lawyer said kids can poke their eyes out with the old-fashioned ones. But to me, it's like it tells you you have to put the nose here or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It used to be an old thing. Obviously, you use a real potato. But you have to look at the shape of the potato and say, what looks like a fun face? And you put the eyes and nose and mouth on.
Oh, my God.
Now they have a plastic potato with pre-drilled holes.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Isn't that awful?
It's a travesty. It's a travesty.
It's a travesty. Because
you might have a better dental story.
A dental?
You might have too much time on your hands.
Because I'm saying, like, it used to be a zen experience. You have to look at the potato and
I don't care.
Uh-uh.
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio. I just couldn't listen to
I actually
him.
Didn't. Normally, it upsets me when you hang up on someone.
I couldn't listen
Not
to another
tonight.
Effing word. Okay, hi, you're on the radio.
All right, do you want to know how I prepare a potato?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, first I take it out for a candlelit dinner. then I take it home, and when its defenses are down, I turn it into a waffle fry.
Waffle fries.
And gnocchi. Gnocchi's the other great one.
Gnocchi.
That's a good one.
Now, my dental story is epic.
I'm so...
And in the number of characters involved.
Ugh, that doesn't sound right for this show.
I don't
want to
hear it.
What? Oh. Okay, I'll do the brief version.
Okay.
I bit a Tootsie Pop and a molar shattered. I waited a while to get it fixed. And by the time I tried to get it fixed, the roots were so difficult to get, they actually had to use this little, it looked like a little metal, like kayak oar. It was tiny, but they doped me up. And this was at like a dental school, so I was surrounded by people, strangers, and the Novocaine wore off partway through, and I started, like, crying because the pain was so intense that they were digging out the roots, and the dental assistant used the suction thing to suction my tears. That actually happened, and when I left, I had gauze, and I was bleeding, and I was on the train platform to go home, and a person came up to ask me for change, and when I turned around to face them, they saw me and they went, oh, and like, you know,
the homeless man didn't want your money.
I became the charity case.
Aww.
And you know what? It was my own fault because I love candy. and you know what? I regret nothing.
All right.
I get lowered into the ground with no teeth. I give my life for you.
Okay, have a good one. I think I might have found the winning answer.
What is it?
Dale on the comments board.
Tell me.
My favorite way to prepare potatoes is vodka. Dale, you're on the list.
Good one, Dale.
The man after my own heart.
You do love your vodka.
I love me some vodka. I was supposed to drink it today. Even went and bought some.
I'm burping a lot.
Just burp into the mic. I don't care.
I don't want to.
Michelle!
It's not going to work again.
I know, but that first time was so glorious.
It was glorious.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Look at all that water damage.
Yeah, hi. I was going to say vodka, too. So,
Too little, too late.
Sorry, yeah, little too late. But I have a great dental story.
I don't want to... Like, make it short. They're just so boring.
I know. The dental topic is not very good. I'll be really quick.
Try and do it in, like, 12 words.
When I was 15, my mom saw a pube in my braces.
Go on!
I mean, that's the end of the story.
No, keep going.
And she said, you have a pube in your braces.
And you said...
I don't know.
Damn, you were going down on ladies when you were 15?
With braces?
Yeah. I had braces later. I was 13.
Kids do that?
With braces?
Nobody was going down on me when I was 15.
But you were going down on me.
No, I wasn't. I didn't do that until I was in college.
Same.
Liar! You're a little slut. I'm a bitch. You're a slut, Michelle.
That's true.
You don't know.
He listens to the show. He knows.
You guys want to go to St. Vitus tonight?
Someone else already invited us.
No, you guys should.
I have plans.
Where?
I have a hot date.
She doesn't.
Shh. Why are you going to blow up my spot?
There's hot dudes at St. Vitus.
I'm busy.
Okay. No, we'll go another night.
Okay. Have a good one.
Good night.
I'll go if someone's buying me beers.
Everyone always buys you beer.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, cool. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Frankie. First off, love the topic. I think you guys should do potato stuff more often. Second off, you know, I didn't see enough love on the radio for the barbecue potatoes. I just wanted to get my word in. You know, you get, like, the red potatoes, the pro potatoes, you quarter them up, and then you put them on the barbecue with some garlic.
Yeah, no one's mentioned
yum.
That.
Yeah. And then you start it with a side of, like, a London broil that you throw on the barbecue for, like, 10 seconds. And that's, like, that's dinner.
That sounds delicious. Well, thank you.
Oh, no problem. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster. Hey, hi, Scott.
So you dice up a potato, and you put it in a pan with some oil, and you put it in the oven at about 400 degrees, and you go sit down, light a joint. 2 hours later, when
the potato is
the ace of spades, you call in for pizza. When the pizza gets there, you sit down on the couch with pizza, a Coke, and the cat.
What does that have to do with... potatoes?
We always burn the potatoes.
The potatoes in the oven.
Oh.
And then they forget and they order pizza.
I like eating pizza with a glass of cold vitamin D milk.
That's disgusting.
I like dairy with dairy.
I don't like milk. But I really get turned on by a guy who drinks a glass of milk.
I like a
ham and cheese sandwich and a glass of milk.
Yeah, that's cute.
Like way to my heart. Me. All right, pal, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you still doing dental stories?
No, we're doing potatoes.
Oh. With potatoes, I like to get a red potato and parboil it till it's mostly soft, cut it into discs, and then put a disc of goat cheese between two slices like a sandwich.
Now you're talking.
Throw that on the grill.
What?
And then drizzle some balsamic vinegar on it.
Shut it.
What the hell did you just say?
It's a grown man calling.
Hold on. Can you go through all of that again? Slower.
Say what?
Say it
all again slower.
All right. So you take a red potato.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You parboil it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Slice it into discs.
Mm-hmm.
Discs.
Stratify those discs with discs of goat cheese. The better, the better. You can go stacks. You can go, like, 5 stacks high if you want. Then you throw all that on the grill in a stack till it's nice and caramelized. And drizzle balsamic reduction on it.
Reduction. You sound like a man with a job.
Are you single?
I am not single, no.
Of course you're not.
Married?
All the good ones are taken. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Well, then you're single.
It's like you're single.
That's terrible.
What? It's true. Do you want it?
It may well be.
Do you have do you have babies?
Pardon?
Do you have any kids?
No babies.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Mm-hmm. Do you have health insurance? Mm-hmm.
I have health insurance.
Because you're a grown man with a job.
Because you're a grown ass man. Yes. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Yeah.
Right now, just Vans.
Oh, God.
Wow. Frangry's losing her mind.
What kind of job do you have?
I'm a programmer.
All right, nerd. Call me when you break up with your girlfriend. I'll go out with you. I'll eat some of your goat cheese caramelized
potatoes. I'll break
potatoes.
Them up, and then you can have them.
Oh, my God, yes.
Home record.
I don't mind, like, having your sloppy seconds. No, not at all. All right, dude, we got a plan for you.
See you at the meetup.
Call us.
Have a good one.
October 20th in Brooklyn. See you at the meetup.
October 20th.
Yes. Don't bring your girlfriend.
Have a good night, ladies.
Bye.
Hot. He had it all. I bet he has cable.
He's wearing Vans.
I bet you $1 million he has his own.
He's probably short.
I bet you he has his own HBO Go password and isn't using his.
I have my own. I don't need his.
All right, I don't.
You have mine.
No, I have my boyfriend's cousin's something.
How are you going to steal him from his girlfriend and give him to me if you have a boyfriend?
Well, this is like a job. It's like work.
Oh, right. So it doesn't count. Your boyfriend won't care.
So it doesn't count.
Good point. And plus, it's like a favor for a friend.
Right. So, you know, anything for a friend.
Like that you couldn't get the sentence out. Justin wants to know if he skateboards. Well played, Justin. You know, we should have asked him was how tall he is. Ugh.
I don't want no shorty. What's too short?
5'9" is too short. I can go 5'10 and above.
5'10 is pushing it. 5'10 is pushing it?
Yeah. I'm 5'7.
5'10 is fine.
I mean, I guess now that I can't wear heels, it's fine. But one day I hope I'll be able to wear heels again, and then it's not fine.
I mean, if you really love someone.
Well, yeah, but it takes a while to get there. And the taller you are, the shorter amount of time it takes to get there.
Damn. He sounded tall enough.
He's hot. He's wearing Vans, and he puts...
He's a programmer.
A potato with goat cheese.
Balsamic
vinegar reduction. I don't even know what that means. What the hell's a reduction?
It's when you reduce the sauce.
So you just wait for it to get...
You just, like, keep cooking it, and it gets thick, and it reduces.
You know what that shows? Patience.
Whoa, which he'll need if he dates you.
My point exactly.
I like him. He was a grown-ass man.
All right, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is potatoes. Who knew? Who knew?
I didn't.
Me either.
Threw me for a loop.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hello. Okay, my favorite potatoes. When I'm cooking, I'm lazy, so I make mashed, but when I want some good potatoes, I go out to Checkers and get some chili cheese fries.
Yeah. What are disco fries?
Those are chili cheese fries.
Oh, they're the same thing.
I think so.
Yeah, you take good chili, you put it on top of fried French fries, and you melt, like, sharp cheddar cheese or whatever you want on top of it.
Why do you ask about disco fries?
Because I hear about them and I don't really know what they are.
I think they're just chili cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they called disco fries?
I don't call them disco fries.
Because you go and eat them after a night out at Studio 54.
Whoa. Calm down there. Doing all your blow. You don't get hungry if you do a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah, but you can eat. It doesn't matter. You can drink and you can eat, and it doesn't matter what you ingest because you're on cocaine.
No, you're too busy dancing
and sweating.
It doesn't
matter who you sleep with. It doesn't matter.
You're too busy dancing and sweating and...
What about, like... Never mind.
What?
I was going to say that people who like to have sex on coke are weird.
Really?
I never liked it. I didn't want anyone to, like, come anywhere near me if I was partying.
I didn't
Not
like
that
it.
I've ever done it,
the,
I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, if you did. Or, like you have to go to the bathroom all the time.
Oh, yeah, you get the
bumps
get
and
the dump.
Bumps and dumps.
Oh, the worst.
Gross.
Oh, but yeah, but then you feel skinny. Okay, now we got too deep. All right, have a good one, pal.
I hate cocaine.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. I work at a pizzeria, and my boss made these once, and they were awesome. It's mashed potatoes, but he also mashed in some avocado, and, like, with the butter and salt, it was really good.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Me either, but that is delicious. What do you think it's called? Mashed picado?
Avocado mashed potatoes? I don't know.
No, dude.
No. It needs a clever name or it's never going to trend.
Like mashed picado.
That's not that great either.
Mashed avocado.
Nope.
It's like Brangelina, but not.
Well, all right then.
Later, okay, buddy. Bye. 10 minutes left. What's happening?
Nothing. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is potatoes.
You're so proud.
It makes me so happy every time I say it. It's so stupid. Next week, we talk about carrots. So weird.
That was so Sally Jesse Raphael.
And 91.1 FM.
I love saying it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Frank Green. It's me again. I just wanted to say disco fries have brown gravy on them.
That's
what's brown gravy? Like mashed potato gravy?
Yeah.
Ew, dude, not into that.
That's... Oh, no, it's good. It's good. It's like,
no, I don't think so.
Like Thanksgiving and like...
They have them at Jimmy's. They're good.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could see the Thanksgiving.
No, that sounds good, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
I'm coming with you.
No.
I need a place to go. I get depressed on holidays if I'm
Thanksgiving's the best holiday.
I don't have anywhere to go.
If I do a Friendsgiving, you can come. And if I go to my Aunt Gina's, you can come. But if I do this other thing, you can't come.
What's the other thing? Why don't you want to tell me?
Because I don't know.
Is it like a secret thing with your boyfriend? Because I wouldn't want to go to that anyway.
Okay.
To be honest. Like, let's be real. I'm not that desperate for someone to hang out with.
You can come if we do Friendsgiving.
Okay, thanks for the invitation.
Well, what was I supposed to do on the air? Say no?
Oh, my God. Do you think off the air you would have said no?
I would have just said...
That's so mean. If you were like, hey, Franny, I really don't have anything to do for Thanksgiving.
Well, why wouldn't I have anything to do? It's my favorite holiday.
I'd be like, yeah, of course you can.
But why don't you love... My favorite Christmas...
You're so selfish.
No, I love being alone. Also, my favorite Christmas was when I didn't have to go home and I told my...
I'm not you.
I opened presents all alone in my house.
I'm different.
You can come to Friendsgiving if we do it.
I'm looking forward to it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I guess this is on topic, but my son is in fifth grade. And this year, anytime we ask him anything about school, he says, potato.
What do you mean? Like, hey, how was school today? Potato?
Exactly.
Ugh.
And if something happens at school, sometimes he says, potato.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That is so obnoxious. You got to tell him to stop.
I do?
Yeah.
Franny's very strict with her children.
I don't have any children.
But when you do, you're going to be so strict.
So?
You were strict to the dog today?
The dog was out of line.
You were so strict, it scared me.
The dog was out of line. The dog needed to relax.
The dog's a puppy.
Well, someone needs to show it how to relax. Someone needs to teach it.
You can't show something how to relax.
You totally can.
No wonder.
Someone should have been like, no, sit. You gotta, like, dog whisper that thing.
You're upsetting me.
I'm gonna
do
that to
you. Stop doing that.
You shush.
I'm gonna have to take a Xanax.
You sit.
Stop.
I have a treat.
Sitting. What kind of treat?
I'll give it to you later. Just be quiet. All right, buddy.
Potato, everybody.
Potato. 7 minutes.
You said potato.
I know. I like saying potato. It's cute. What's
Robin says, and I quote, I love being alone with a group of people that does not include you.
It's not true. It's not true. If I do Friendsgiving, you're more than welcome to come.
Your friends are just mad because I won that Oscar pool that one time.
They're not so mad about that.
Oh, they're not mad anymore?
Nah, they weren't mad. How much money did you win?
I didn't even take it. I left it for you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to take the money from the thing.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you paid for the whole party.
So?
See, that's the kind of nice young lady I am. I won the pool and I left the money with you.
That was nice of you. I don't remember that detail.
Of course not. Of course you don't.
You think I'm selfish, but I'm not. You think I'm selfish, but I'm not. You think I'm selfish, but I'm not.
You can be very selfish.
I completely disagree.
You've told me this.
No.
Yeah, you have.
I don't think I'm selfish.
Well, number one, that's just wrong. Everyone can be selfish.
Well, yeah, but I'm not an outlandish amount of selfish.
A little bit.
When? Give me one example. About how I don't like sharing?
Yeah, that's a good example.
Give me another one.
Why? You would have said it.
No, because you have one in the front of your brain and you don't want to say what it is.
No, I actually don't. And that's why I'm like, I don't know. I can't think of one right now. But the next time I think of one, I can let you know. How about that? And then you're just going to get mad at me.
No, let's not do that. 201-209-9368. Show's almost over.
I'm also avoiding it because I know, like, you don't really want to know the answer.
I don't think I'm selfish.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters. Hi, you're on the radio. Because it's all about what you think.
That's not being selfish. That's being self-absorbed. That's different.
Okay, well, then you're self-absorbed.
I'll
take
it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
How do you like potatoes?
To say that you can teach a dog. My dog's name is Potato. And you can teach a dog to be calm.
See? I know.
But this guy's a relaxed voice. But you don't do it by yelling at him.
See?
I didn't yell at him. I said, Ken, do something about your dog. It's not my dog.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell the dog what to do.
You said you're raising a monster.
It is a monster. The little thing was a monster. I love her.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what'd you say? Sorry, we weren't listening to you.
No, it's fine.
You don't want to repeat it?
I thought you said you were making loud noises at the dog.
No, I wasn't. I told Ken he was raising a monster.
Oh. Okay.
Your dog's name really is Potato?
No, of course not.
Why not? That'd be such a cute dog name.
I know, that is a cute dog name, but he was just kidding.
Your friend's daughter's name is Mashed Potatoes, isn't it?
Yeah. Mashpo, we call her. She's so cute. All right, pal, thanks for calling and saying things about dogs.
Thank you.
Potatoes. All right, have a good one. How much? Okay.
Like two.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is potatoes. How do you like them prepared? Have you shoved one up your...
Have you?
Only once.
What size potato?
Just kidding, little guy? It was a cucumber. Wait, you think I'm serious? Really?
You could have shoved
a cucumber.
That's
not, good for your thing, because it could have, stuff on it.
Bacterias on it?
Yeah.
What's wrong now?
Robin.
What'd she say?
That passive aggressiveness is priceless. Only 4 more minutes, Michelle.
That's me.
Yeah, she's saying you're dying to get out of here.
No, she's saying I'm passive aggressive.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
And then she's saying you only have 4 more minutes of having to hang out with Frangry.
I like hanging out with you for an hour a week.
Okay, I'll treat you that way. See if you like
it. I'm just teasing.
You'll cry in a week.
I'm just teasing
Tears.
You.
Tears. What about the day I was like, oh, how come you don't want to ride with me and Greg to the yada yada? And you were like, because it won't be fun. If I said that to you, you would be so mad at me.
Not true.
Totally true.
Depends who I was going with.
Totally true. Totally.
Hurry up and finish this.
Hi, you're on the radio. Potato cumber. You had a gay dentist. That's a good story.
I had a gay dentist.
Yeah, okay. This guy's just waiting to hear
his
own voice. Oh, okay. But
we're done.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, Sizzle,
make it quick. You only have 20 seconds.
You can bury potatoes in the sand at the beach and then build a beach bonfire over it and dig them up when the fire is over.
You can do that.
And they're delicious?
Yeah, you don't even need butter. You just crack them open.
That's cool.
Ooh,
I forgot you can do
that. Well played, Sizzle.
They cook it perfectly.
All right.
And that vagina potato story is an urban myth, and it goes that the woman calls 911 and says she's having a baby.
Okay, we gotta go. Have a good one. So I was gonna either give it to potato vagina or vodka.
Potato vagina.
Liz, you're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. 91.1 WMFU.
En la mañana!
Drive time, baby. All right. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for a Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
And warriors, elders, ancestors, sons and daughters, lion-hearted kings and everything in between, take a seat, be witness.
No, we're doing potatoes.
Cut it into discs, and then put a disc of goat cheese between two slices like a sandwich.
Now you're talking.
Throw that on the grill.
What?
And then drizzle some balsamic vinegar on it.
Shut
what
it.
What the hell did you just say?
It's a grown
it's a
man
grown
calling.
Can you go through all of that?
They what?
I have a hot date.
She doesn't.
Are you gonna blow up my spot?
There's hot
dudes at St. Vitus.
I'm busy!
Okay. No, we'll go another night.
Okay. Have a good one.
Good.
I'll go if someone's buying me beers.
Everyone always buys you beer.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Frankie, first off, love the topic. I think you guys should do potato stuff more often. Second off, you know, I didn't see enough love on the radio for the barbecue potatoes.
Well, thank you.
Oh, no problem. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Well, and for pizza, when the pizza gets there, you sit down on the couch with pizza, a Coke, and the 2 hours later...
Two hours?
Is the ace of spades in the oven at about 400 degrees. And you go sit down, light a joint. Light a joint.
Icing on cakes, chariots cruise at tortoise speeds. Lay your by focus on royalties. Longer than Sears catalog, stern like matadors, infatigable actual LPs. Mirror the crimson tie, the color of the Rubik's. Them duplex views got your nose up. But cozy up to this warmth though, at long term frozes up. The Jonas up, I get swallowed by the barracuda. Androids read raps off our phones. I choke the blood out of felt tips. Heavyweights up to the front if the belt fits. The wealth is like ivory toothpicks. One out of each tusk and muskets bust for each and every hiccup. Salute life when dawn breaks. Foreign colored faux mink lapels on these royalty capes. I repeat, salute life when dawn breaks. Foreign colored faux mink lapels around royalty capes. Royalty.
In cloud formations, waterfall rhythms from crowns containing galaxies, gems from past dimensions,
A bond so strong, it has unbreakable status. Spits hieroglyphic scripture like a god from Atlantis.
Us three be the omega like fish oil. This royal right, we own no rentals. Owners of the Cape Express, humor fresh from the mind. You ate off the plate of fundamentals. Knocked on every door, the country's red rugs will lay on floors. We walk and etched in like testament. You find the atomic number 79 on burners, periodic tables we dine upon. Sitting on thrones, getting blown to bits by a royal dime, fillet of fine dining. News from the east, sire. Them east coast kings are still finding ways to stay on. Horns play on like a damn disease. Spread the words of Ramses and fry up the pan of these. Salute dawn when day breaks and give me my checks with the same first name as my cake. I repeat, salute dawn when day breaks and give me my checks with the same first name as a cake's royalty.
We are an army of stars unleashed. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. This is royalty.